Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bikini in the Brain. This is Ashley and Adam, all up in your system, whether it be a phone or YouTube or whatever. But we're here. We're here for you.
I'm finding it's a lot of cars. We're in a lot of cars.
Yeah, we're in a lot of cars and a lot of cardio sessions. We're joining a lot of people for cardio sessions.
This is how I get my cardio in, bro.
It's almost as good as the real thing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do it.
Yeah, through osmosis.
I like it. So today's topic is all about motivation, inspiration, and what really gets you up and going and motivates you every day. And of course, inspiration. Who inspires you? Do you have any role models? So we're going to go through all of that in today's podcast.
Yeah, hopefully, and you can maybe use some of our people for motivation and inspiration, because we use you guys for motivation and inspiration sometimes too.
Absolutely.
So let's just jump right into it, Ashley.
Okay.
You know, I think that you're great for this because, you know, we're in two different, like, we're in the same thing, but we're also in like two different genres in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that most of the audience is kind of in your position.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely one thing, and I've said it before, that separates you from everyone else is like your consistent, maybe it isn't consistent motivation. Maybe it's just consistent, like, I have to do this. Like, mm-hmm. I won't give up. I don't know what it is for you, but yeah. I mean, working with, you know, a lot of, you know, top level people, the motivation on a lot of them is to do a show and then, you know, don't even think about a show or the gym for a month, 2 months, and then do another show and they get motivated just for those periods of time. How are you able to so consistently, like, what do you look for? Like, how does that happen where someone who's doing this for, what are you, 8 years mm-hmm. consistent now and without having any real dips in motivation?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I am human, so I am not 100% motivated every day, okay? I say for the most part, I'm motivated every day, but I will have those days where I'm just feeling kind of blah. I'm just feeling off. I'm feeling tired. I find that when I'm tired, I'm less motivated because I'm just, like, not even concerned about, like, what makes me happy or, you know, what gets me up and going. I'm more like, oh, I just want to sleep. Maybe because I'm cranky or whatever. That can also affect my motivation. But I think I have a lot of drive and a lot of ambition, which I do believe carries you a lot farther than motivation, because I find that motivation is kind of like a generic term in a way. It's something that can be temporary, but if you have something more long-term, something that you're truly passionate about, then that would be more drive or ambition in my eyes, because I think you are motivated every day. I totally believe that. I don't think a lot of people can do what you do. And I do have those days where I'm just like, I would just rather not be here at the gym. I just want to go back home and just chill in my pajamas and watch Netflix. So those are the days I'm not motivated, but I always think there's a bigger picture in mind. And I, for the most part, am very, very ambitious and driven. So I think that's what's carried me along. And I really get a lot of satisfaction from what I do, whether it be, you know, competing or everything that comes along with competing, even doing these podcasts. I think it's so fun to do. So it's what keeps me going.
Yeah. So I guess it comes down to you. And I think that comes down to a lot of people too, like doing something you genuinely enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's the same thing for people with work and whatnot. Like, if you have a job that sucks, like, you don't want to do it, you're going to have those days. But if you just really like what mm-hmm. you do and you're having fun with what you do, then you're going to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes down to, like, this, like, also comes down to, like, your style of prep too.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably definitely part of it. And I think that's,
thanks, Adam.
I was talking to one girl before the Arnold last year, and she was a pro, and she was like, yeah, getting ready for this Arnold was a tough one. I was doing, you know, I just couldn't get in shape. So I started doing 3 hours of cardio and was still working out on top of that. So like 4 hours of gym time. So yeah, I feel like those people are the ones that are going to quit, you know, mm-hmm. after the show more so than someone who's kind of doing what they already do, which is a little bit more cardio type of thing, mm-hmm. you know? And so, I guess that's another part of it too, is going to be like finding not just obviously something that you love and finding the passion for it just so you do it without having to like force yourself, but mm-hmm. in a way where you're not having to force yourself or you don't dread doing it
right.
is definitely part of it.
Absolutely. Every time like I start a prep, I know for a fact there are going to be days that I'm just not feeling it and I'm going to be off. But I've learned that, you know, it's a one day. Tomorrow's going to be a lot better. I feel like meh today. Tomorrow could be a whole 180 and I'm feeling like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get it. But regardless if I'm motivated or not, doesn't necessarily affect whether I train or not. It's more of like a mindset thing. And a lot has to do with the mood, like I mentioned.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. One of those bad days, you know, you wake up, you're not feeling it. Energy's low. You've been calorie deprived, you know, you're cardioed up, you know, sometimes you're not sleeping, like sometimes, which is like today. Today. And yesterday we were so excited. Ashley got really good sleep. She got like
8.5 hours.
Yeah. That's like unheard of. Yeah. And then today she's like, I think it's fixed. I think I can sleep. And then she woke up at 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Had to like wait for 24 Fitness to open up at 4 a.m.
Yes, I'm like the opposite of most people with sleep problems. I think a lot of people with sleep issues, they have a hard time falling asleep, but they'll sleep in or whatever. But I can fall asleep easy, but it's like I wake up sometimes at 3, like, okay, yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to go. Yeah, let's do cardio. Like I'm so like energized, like at that awkward hour in the morning where I'm just like, yeah, okay.
What sucks about Ashley is if she wakes up, she can't go back to sleep. Yeah, that's the problem. So like when it's like time for these big shows, like the Arnold Olympia, I get like extra like cautious of people making noise.
Yeah.
I was at Ashley's house once. It was last year's Olympia.
Remember this.
And I like went and knocked on her neighbor's door. I was like, she didn't even know. I was like, she's gonna get mad at me if I know. I gotta just do it because he's playing his music too loud. It's so funny. So I play all these weird rules because I'm like, just don't want her to wake up.
Now
that's so funny.
That is coach goals. Does your coach do that? I don't think so. And that's why people are jealous. No one else does that.
That was so funny. That was funny. He was actually really nice though. Turn this music down. Okay, so going into those days, how do you do it? Like, what do you do?
It's like they're tough. I still get it done, but they're tougher. I just feel like, yeah, the sleep is a big thing. But again, it's just like one day. I'm like, yeah, I feel like crap today. Yeah, I'm just, you know, not as energized as usual, but it's one day and tomorrow's going to be better. You know, I'll make sure I get to bed. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure tomorrow is going to be a fantastic and motivating day. And sometimes I'll even, you know, if I need that extra inspiration, I'll go to YouTube. I will, you know, or even kind of bring up something that reminds me of a good time that's going to motivate me again.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So do you like watch your old, like maybe your old
videos?
Yeah,
sometimes,
like
I'll go through my old videos. Yeah, on my phone sometimes, and I'll even be like, yeah, that was a great moment in time. I want that again.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I definitely expect there to be bad days, but I try not to let bad days turn into bad weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good thing, you know, when you're rule of thumb, and don't let bad days turn into bad weeks. And lose like a whole week of potential progress.
Mm-hmm.
So the days that you're having those really hard times, you're barely doing, you know, you got to do your cardio, you know, you're towards the end, you're doing, you know, 35, 40 minutes of cardio towards the end and you're not motivated. Like, how does that day play out in terms of you just not even feeling it? Especially the cardio. Cause I think with weights, you can always get yourself through it for the most part, even if it's not your best weightlifting session, but cardio is pretty tough to like do it at an intensity level where it's going to do anything at that stage. So like, are you watching like YouTube videos during it? Are you watching any, what's your jam?
This is my recent thing. I like listening to 80s music during cardio because it's so upbeat and catchy and like, it has to put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about the really cheesy 80s stuff. Like I lived 1 year in the 80s, but I love the music. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, wake me up before you go. It's like, how can you not be happy after that? How?
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, you know, I'm not listening to that 80s metal stuff, but like the really cheesy stuff.
Yeah.
Like really corny, catchy stuff.
That's funny. What's your favorite jam right now then on that 80s jams?
I like Take On Me by Aha.
I don't know it.
We did that with the 80s
video.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah. I like the Night at the Roxbury song.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny, we have like, so our team is like, you know, it's probably like 75% bikini competitors, like our team, but our team lifts for some reason, it's like 75-80% like men's physique. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, where do you guys even come from?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause it's all girls. It's like 75% girls. And, that's just like the industry. The industry is like 75% girls. But, I put that song, Night at the Roxbury song, like on the playlist. And it's all like, on Saturdays, we listen to like nothing but like gangster music.
Yeah.
And like super loud. And then that song comes on and everyone's like, what the hell's going on? And then by the end of the song, everyone's doing that like sideways head bob at the Roxbury and taking videos and pictures. It's like the best thing to come on. It's so funny.
Yeah. So you're a unique breed, as I mentioned before. I feel like you have more motivation than anyone, and you have bad days, but you never show it. I think you're just quiet when you have a bad day, but you're always like, I don't know, just so happy to be here. So I want to know your thought process. Do you ever, how do you overcome a bad day if you have any?
I think a lot of it is more than anything, I think about like my past and like how mm-hmm. I'm lucky to even be here and having this as a job. So that's really like where like 90% of it is. Cause it's mm-hmm. So you guys know, like just, you know, I've been doing this since I was 18 years old, I'm 37 now. So it's almost 20 years actually training. And I've been a nutrition store since I was 16. So that's like in the industry, like 21 years kind of thing. So, but even as recently as like a lot of times trainers and stuff will be like, oh, I want to do that. I like, how did you become like good or popular or successful, whatever, mm-hmm. at what you do? And I was like, well, it took me 13 years to start getting here, like just to start getting to the point where I was past the like normal level mm-hmm. of training, where you're like past like just a, like prepping a couple people for shows mm-hmm. and training people at 24 Hour Fitness, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like it took me 13 years to get past that point. So now it's like a dream, you know, every day is like really like a dream. Right. Now I will say like when I was going into 24 Hour Fitness and I was like the fitness manager and managing stuff like that, I think I would have more bad days there. I think I would actually have bad days. And it just shows that like, if you actually choose to do what you, like if you kind of like work really, really hard at your dream and you one day get it, like it is going to be, there's light at the end of the tunnel there, you know? Mm-hmm. Because just 8 years ago, I was, you know, leaving 24 Hour Fitness, about 8 years ago, I was leaving 24 Hour Fitness and I had to go to a new gym, like an independent gym, and I went independent. And I just sat behind a table doing body fat tests all day long, not getting paid anything until I was trying to get my clients. So like to think that was it now, and now I don't even have like time to take on one-on-one sessions for the most part. Like it's crazy to think like I was begging for people to work with me 8 years ago mm-hmm. and now, you know, now the situation is different. So it's like, it's, I don't know. So every day for me, it's like a blessing. And I think and now that I look at it from perspective, I think that if you're doing what you like genuinely love and you're like, whatever, if it takes you 13 years to reach your goal, like your dream job, your goal, like, but you're working at it every single day, because mm-hmm. this was always in like, it was always in mind. I never thought this would happen, but it was always in mind to be better. Always in mind to be like the independent and the next big trainer or whatever, you know? And I don't think I'm there yet at the big trainer level, but I think that, you know, I'm getting closer and closer. And like, mm-hmm. as long as you're chasing your dream, I think you're motivated.
You don't think you're a big trainer yet?
Adam. You know.
Come on.
I think there's
he's other being modest.
I think that when you reach that point of like, where I want to reach that point one day where I'm like talked about late, like after I'm done, you know, that's where I think it like reaches.
Well,
you'll
level. Never know.
Yeah.
Because you're not done.
Yeah, I know.
They probably be talking about you. Come on.
I don't think I'm going to be done. I don't think I'm going to be done anytime. Actually, I honestly don't think I'm going to retire. I honestly don't. Mm-hmm. I can't see myself not doing this. And I think that's another thing that like is another reason for like motivation, right? Like a lot of people will get a little bit of success and they'll start saving their money or whatever. And then they're like, oh, I'm going to retire at 40. And I'm like, to me, that sounds miserable. What if I lived to 80 and didn't work in fitness for 40 for half my life? No way. I couldn't do it. So I think, yeah, I don't know. I guess you got to find your why, you know, you really got to find your why in life, your reason for being here. And like, maybe your jam is, you know, in the health industry, like helping people like with something other than fitness. Maybe it's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're a nurse and that you just love it so much. You can't wait to go into work. Yeah. I don't know. That's how I feel every day.
So you, there's not been a day since you started working at the Contest Prep Center or starting Team Elite Physique that you were like, I just don't feel like coming in today. I just feel meh.
You know,
or do you have any
the hard days were
slightly
like,
off days? Cause I always see you smiling. So I
yeah, the hard, honestly, the hard days were the hard, like, decision days. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I ever have like bad days. Cause I always had this, like this vision mm-hmm. of this stuff. Right. But the hard days were the hard decision days. And so I had like, I think it's more of like you put so much pressure on yourself to do this that like, and I leave myself no option. You know what I mean? That's the problem, is I go all in 100%. And those days suck. This office here, like this office here was my bedroom for a few days because I didn't have anywhere to sleep in between.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So like those days were really hard. Like when you sacrifice it. And that's the thing is if you have a dream, like sacrifice, you're just going to have to sacrifice some stuff for it. You know, whether it's contest prep, like if you want to be Miss Olympia, like you're going to have to sacrifice some shit for it. You're going to have to sacrifice some time and effort, energy. Like you're just going to have to, you know what I mean? And that's obviously you went through that quite a bit, especially when you first, became Miss Olympia, like the, that year after that, you just gave up so much travel and took advantage of your scenarios and like.
Every time somebody asked me to do a seminar, I was like, yes.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I was flying all over the world.
It was crazy. Like, it's a little different now than it was then because back then, like, everything, like, Instagram just started and everything just started. So now everyone's, like, really connected through social and video. And, but, I mean, back then it was, like, Periscope was, like, just starting. Like, remember Periscope? Like,
yeah,
video?
I was, like, for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was, like, barely.
I was
like,
Periscope famous for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And then, like, that was, like, the first video, like, live video was, like, Periscope. So everyone back then still, like, wasn't as connected as they are now. So Ashley was gone every weekend because they wanted to, the only, because it was still in that transition of, oh, we need to see her physically
and
every week.
Yeah, it was still quite new too, like Bikini. So it's not like you could look up too many YouTube videos on posing and stuff. So that's a good point. And I think there's more knowledge in general about Bikini and the sport. So that kind of lessens the need for a top competitor to fly in.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were some fun times though. I was very jet lagged, but it's fun times. I wouldn't change it for anything.
So you're going to have to sacrifice some stuff if you really want to be. So the end goal for me was never to make like money. I really never cared about that. I actually still give like more than half our money to this, to non-profitable things like us, not like this prep center, like here that we already have, like it doesn't make any money, you know? So, and then the new one's going to be as of yesterday, it's going to be eventually be a nonprofit. So that's we're working on that. So like, it's never been about money, but it's always been about like just doing great things in the world and like pushing myself to the next level. But so if you find your what, then it's not going to be a problem. But yeah, the hard days were going into 24 Hour Fitness when I was, let's say, fitness manager there. And then like, I knew I wasn't going to hit goal. And if you didn't hit goal there, you just made $13 an hour. Sucked, you know what I mean? That's it. You walked out $13 an hour the whole month if you didn't hit goal, hit bonus. And I did that like a lot there. So then in here was hard was when I was, so still when I was building this prep center, I had to do a lot of it by myself because I kept running out of money for construction, like I'd have money for like 6 weeks of construction and then they would have to stop. And then I'd have to do it like a lot of the stuff myself to save money and then save some more up again and then do it again. So I'd be like at the old office, which was at Armbrust. I'd be there until 5 o'clock or so. And then I'd come here from 5:30 till like 10 o'clock at night. And I'd be doing whatever I had to do to fix it and start again. And I did that for like, 8 months. And a lot of the times, like, I just would like, I'll just sleep here and go to Armbrust tomorrow and shower there. And then there was a, you know, so those are like, those days were like hard to get through because I was like, is this even worth it? Like like, it's just hard, you know, like you can't have a girlfriend at that time. You can't have everything. And that's when I had to give up my dog. Like, cause I had the little, you remember Purse, the little dog Purse, we called, his name was Einstein. He was like it was a little Yorkie, but like, I felt so bad for him cause I was traveling on the weekends and then Monday through Friday, it was like working from 8 or 9 till 10, 11, trying to get this place done too. And he couldn't come here cause there's just debris and everything all over the place, nails and whatnot. And so like it was, so those are the things that I was like, where it's like, is it even worth it? You know? But I'll tell you this, it definitely was, I wish I still had him, but it's definitely was worth it. Now the end result has been better than I can imagine. So yeah, I'll never have a bad day cause I'm living my dream.
That's amazing.
You know? Yeah.
Do you ever have bad days in the gym?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. Often.
Often. Yeah. Okay. I love your honesty.
Yeah.
But I think it's pretty clear though. You definitely take this, contest prep center as a priority.
Oh, totally.
So I know, like, for you guys listening, he gets a little anxious if he didn't answer the emails. He's like, oh, I've got 5 emails to answer. I can't work out.
Yeah, no, it's that's the hard. It's crazy. Like, yeah, so like I used to do, train a training session here every day at like 11 o'clock with the trainer, but just to make sure I would get good workouts in. But then the problem was at 11 o'clock, I'd have my emails like sitting in there and I'm like, I can't focus on the workout because I still have emails to do. Mm-hmm. So the only time, so what sucks with that mindset is that I work out after I'm done in the office, but in the office could be sometimes till 8 o'clock. It just depends on the day. Like today I looked at it and it's pretty light. I don't have that many check-ins, you know? So I'm like, oh, I could be out of here early. I'll get a good workout today.
Well, for you having a lot of bad days, your bicep things are popping. You guys can't see it, but they're popping. So nice shot.
So what I do with for motivation for me, like personally, I don't know if I'll ever compete again. I don't know if I will, but, the problem with competing that I had recently, my last couple years I was competing was I never want to compete against someone that I prep. I never want to be the same class. Yeah. And that happened three times in my last three times I tried to prep in Colorado, I had someone jump in like 12 weeks out and I was like already like 16 weeks. I'll be like 16 weeks out. I'll start. And then I had someone, like one of my athletes, like jump in like 12 weeks out, 8 weeks out, and like same height class, same show. Oh. And I'm like, and I don't even tell them.
How
I'm
not
gonna
be weird
like,
is that?
Yeah. I just stop my prep and I'll push it. And I push it to the next show. And I was like, oh, I'll just have a 2 week reload and I'll have to push to the next show. And then I had another guy in it. And I was like, I don't know.
So. Yeah, that would be hard because I think, you know, when you're prepping, you need to make yourself a priority to get your ish done first. But it's kind of hard to when you're tending to other people's preps. So,
yeah. And that, what I find too is I'm not as sharp when I'm like calorie deprived. And I found that to be with a lot of coaches, actually.
I wonder how smart I could be if I.
You're probably so smart. You probably figure out solve pie. So I find that with a lot of like prep coaches who are also athletes that I get, because I'll get a couple of them, you know, like a year where it's like, oh, my coach just like she's doing a show or he's doing a show, and then they just are so unattentive and the plans suck, and it's like the emails get shorter responses and things like that, and like it's just because it is, you have to kind of be selfish to in order to do well at this stuff, and that's just the way it is. So I guess in to sum it up shortly for like my motivation, at least in the office, is if you do something you love, like it truly is, it's so cliche, but it really is truly like, if you do what you love, like I really don't think it's going to be hard for you to find that motivation, whether that's bodybuilding or whatever. So, but with like bodybuilding too, I think that it's so important that what we do in bodybuilding isn't just for bodybuilding, you know? Yeah. Like how many things has it taught you in life, like to be better at in life, just being this dedicated?
Yes, absolutely. How to prioritize, how to be productive, I think is a big thing, you know, not to procrastinate. Like I'm pretty on it, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that has to do with competing. Like, you know, I get ish done.
Yeah, because you can't, you know, you have to eat your meals, you have to do your cardio, you have to do this, you have to be a priority, you have to set aside your time.
Definitely add structure to your life too.
Yeah. And I think that if you're getting through a prep, that is something you have to think about. You're not just training yourself to have, you know, this physique for a day. You know, you're training yourself to be dedicated to a goal and determined to a goal. And if you can accomplish being stage lean and stage ready, you can accomplish, I honestly think you can accomplish anything, because all it is, it's the same effort towards something else. It's this daily effort towards something else. You know, whether it's becoming a doctor and you just have to do that for 7 years, daily effort, or you're trying to, whatever it is you're trying to do, you know, just work on your business or work on your next career goal. It's just daily effort every single day with the same intention, you waking up with that same daily, okay, I'm going to do this again today type of thing. So I don't know. I think it's so important that I honestly think that everyone should prep.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly think that like, even if you have no intentions of like ever doing anything in the sport, like worth anything besides just having that one day and those pictures. I think that it's so good for your mind to like go through this, you know, because look at like how organized and systematic you are now because of all of your experience. Like it's Ashley's schedule is, detailed. Yeah, like your schedule, like let's go over your schedule. People know it too.
I'm like a little overly organized sometimes, like obnoxiously organized, like only with like events though, like not with my room, but like with my events.
Everyone has their struggle.
You know, like, oh, I have a show in 6 months. Let me book the hotel and I'm going to do this. And this is going to be my transportation there. Like I'll get it all figured out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think like when I'm here in Denver, I mean, that's why I'm always out here training before a show, is because I get the most out of it. I'm really focused here. And I think like a lot of times, you know, when I get back into my regular environment, I lose this awesome motivating environment that I have around me right now. So my day would typically be like, wake up before the butt crack of dawn before anybody else is still awake and go to 24-hour fitness and do cardio. And then wait for Adam to wake up around 8, 9-ish. We'll go to the gym. I will train. I will eat. I will do my emails and stuff. Probably train again at some point during the day. You know, but a lot of it is just like, it's different when I'm here, obviously, because I don't have my home life, but I like to prep food while I'm here as well. So I'll do that. Answer emails. That kind of sounds boring now that I talk it out loud, but it's a fun life. You know, the fun part is the competing part, but the day to day isn't so much.
Yeah. Everything's organized. We have, like, we know we're shooting what day we're shooting for her videos. Yeah. Ashley releases a YouTube every Monday. We do a podcast every Thursday.
Yep.
What is your other schedules for that stuff so people can watch for it? Do you have any?
I usually try to do like an Instagram post per day.
Yeah.
I've been kind of lazy lately though. so I usually do like an Instagram post per day, but I like to plan out my social media and stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, so it's super organized. And so I think that that's another thing too, is like, if you want to like get, let's say you want to like leave your job and you want to get into the fitness world and you want to do this as like your living, which I think a lot of people, I hope a lot of you out there have that opportunity to do, even if it's just for a few years, because it's so cool, that it's not as simple as just working out and that's it. Like, you need to treat it like it is your work, and you need to be organized, and you need to do your minimums, and you need to like get out there. I see a lot of like, but that's one thing I think is kind of sad too. I'll see a lot of like, a lot of girls with a ton of potential to be something, and then they just don't put that effort out, and then they're complaining about their work, and they're complaining about their job, like just of the money they're making from their job and whatnot. And I'm like I'll even see like pros do it, and I'll be like, I'll look at their social media account, they've posted 3 times in the last 2 months, and I'm like, well, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, you're like, your posts suck, they're not thought out, and you don't do them frequently enough for people to even pay attention, and you have so much potential, like, just get out there, you know. Half of it these days, and like getting to that point, isn't just looking good, you know. It's it's the other parts of it. You have to look good and get noticed. There's a lot with Instagram now. We've seen physiques out that we've never seen before. There's so many amateurs that you would never have seen before out there that are like so awesome. So
I think, if we're looking at the competitive side, it's physique only. But if we're looking at, if you want to be more than just a bikini competitor and make a living out of it, or a lifestyle, or you know what I'm saying, more than just competing, it is important to have social media for sure.
Yeah, you just gotta get out there, and you gotta put the effort out there too. It's not gonna come just because you got like, because you have awesome glutes. It's not gonna come just because of that. So I think that that's important too, with like talking about daily motivations. I think the daily motivation comes down to, for so many people, to having the life that they want. You know, and you got to find your why. I think that an important thing for everyone to do is to write down what they want their life to look like in 5 years, and then actually write it down, put it on your wall, and then work for that every single day, and get one day closer every single day until that's it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're happy and you're doing what you want to do, this is not going to be a motivating thing. You're not going to be like taught to talk about motivation. Mm-hmm. If you're forcing yourself to do this stuff because you don't really like it all that much, or you don't like your style of prep or whatever, then you're going to be like, you're going to have way more days of bad days. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about any, like, your favorite, do you have any favorite like YouTube channels or anything like that you watch?
The Team Elite Physique YouTube. I love it. Hey, I just posted an awesome video yesterday. I liked and commented.
I actually watch yours too. It's funny, I watch everyone who's like on there often. I watch all of yours. I watch Phoebe's. There's not too many people that are doing YouTube though consistently, you know.
Yeah.
There's not too many people who do it consistently.
Yeah. It's like, you never know with these social medias. It's like, there's different social media every year, it seems like, so you got to keep up on all of them. But I like YouTube because it's a nice little peek inside your life. I feel like with Instagram, it's like the attention span is short. Most of the time people only read the caption.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're looking at a video, more than likely they're not going to stay to watch a 15-minute video explaining like how you live your day kind of thing. They're like there for a quick little short workout.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I like YouTube. It's pretty cool that you get to, you know, show people your world basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we can go, I think since we talked about like the motivation thing, I think we can go into like another area real quick, which is, you know, like with social media and stuff, and we talked about being motivated and maybe getting out of like working towards their goals in life where they're always going to be motivated because they're doing something they love. How does one start doing that stuff? Like start building like YouTubes and stuff like that? Because you've really, I mean, you kind of started your YouTube like just a couple years back, right? Maybe
2018.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I remember I was there when you like, started.
I
mean,
I had posted like in 2017 a few times, but it wasn't.
Yeah. It was a super
random.
And I remember when you were starting it and we were doing videos and stuff and like, you weren't, I mean, you had, when you first started, you had like a few hundred, maybe 1,000 followers. And now you're, what are your subscribers at? Like it's like 30, 40?
53,000.
That's hard. Subscribers. So subscribers on YouTube is way harder than like Instagram followers. Like it's way harder. So, so let's say, okay, so someone's listening to this, they're like, you know what? They're right. My job is always going to be like my downturn in terms of motivation, me enjoying my life. I want to do this. I think the avenue for me to do it is probably like getting out there, and I need to bump up my YouTube. I want to just do one video a week. I just want to just, as long as you guys can put out one video a week and it's like, you know, something that you would watch yourself, maybe it's a niche or whatever. You know, I think that that's like a good starting point, but how does someone do that?
Yeah, definitely stay consistent. That's important. But also the bad thing with YouTube is you do kind of have to invest. And I'll give you an example. Like for me, I'm not that tech savvy. I'm probably average, but I would not know how to shoot and edit and produce a YouTube video. Yeah. I have to have somebody do that for me. I mean, maybe our listeners are able to do that, yeah. But, I definitely have to have somebody do that for me. And I also want it to come out nice so that I can explain what I'm trying to get across properly. So that is one thing about YouTube is like you kind of do have to put a little more
production value
in it, time, money, effort. You know, it's going to be more of a task, and that's why you only get 1 week. Yeah. But, you know, I think that's a good option to do YouTube, like, you know, once a week. But if you don't have to, or I'm sorry, if you don't have like the means to do that, even start with one every few weeks, but stay consistent, whatever it is. And it's also kind of nice. You can do collabs with people as well. If you have any friends that are doing YouTube, and that way you can plug in each other's channels. But I think it's important to recognize what your audience, what do you want your audience to be, and who are you trying to appeal this to? And what yourself, what would you like to watch? You have to ask yourself these questions.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. That's good insight. And too, I think in a lot of people who are, maybe you're not, like you can't afford to get the video guy and whatever, like even if you just got a camera and, or even like
your iPhone.
Yeah, on an iPhone, and maybe your friend, like you and your friend both want to do YouTube channels, and you shot her for her YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and she shot you for your YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and you guys just did it together and kind of learned and used an app. Like just getting stuff out in the beginning is I think fine. I mean, the production value I think does equal watchability, right?
Yeah.
Like, cause that's the thing is that your videos are really easy to watch because it's like everyone's like a professional movie, you know, for the most part, because you shoot with really good guys. But I think when you're getting just started, that'd be a good way of doing it. So, so in terms of like motivation, I watch a lot of like, I just type in motivational bodybuilding videos. Oh yeah. And then I like type in a lot of like motivational speeches too, because I think that that's important for the coach to always have those and like staying, having those, like that vocabulary constantly going through their head. So I guess, what else do you got?
I would say this too. Another thing that I guess really keeps me motivated in the long run is like knowing that I can possibly help someone or inspire someone myself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's like it all comes in a circle, right? It's like, if I can motivate somebody and then they in return get motivated because of something I posted, or they're like, wow, I just saw her do her thing and I'm ready to hit the gym, or I'm ready to eat a lot healthier now because I want to follow her path. Like, I think that is super motivating for me. I love hearing those yeah. things, and I love getting little messages saying, you know, because of you, like I was more consistent this week in the gym. Like even like little things that it means so much. It's like priceless to me. It's like really rewarding.
Yeah.
To hear these things.
For sure. And I think that that's definitely like the reward too, right?
Yeah.
And helping people out, and like people, I don't think people understand, like, because a lot of people just don't have the opportunity to help people out. They think, you know, they think it has to be like money or mm-hmm. things like you have to be like basically famous, like Ashley, to help people out, to like get out there. But you don't need that. You just need to put out effort to help someone out. You know?
Yeah. And you never know who's watching. It could be even somebody that you wouldn't even think is like following your journey, not even on social media, but in life.
Yeah.
You never know who's watching.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll get that every once in a while too. And it's like, so it's a super rewarding. Like I had this girl message me on, Instagram the other day, she sent me like her before and after pictures, and she was like, I never reached out to you because I knew I couldn't afford to like prep. I'm like, she's like a like starving student type of thing. And she's like, but I just wanted to show you, I've just been listening to your advice and listening to your videos and watching your videos, and I kind of created my program through that. And this is how much I've lost over the last year. I know, right? And so she was like down like 50 pounds in a year.
Wow,
it was crazy.
50?
I think she sent it. She might have sent it to you too. I don't know. She talked about watching our videos type of thing. So yeah, it was pretty cool. If you're listening to this, which I'm sure you are, send it to me again. So I got to give you a shout out. Like on, I know I reposted, but I got to give her a better shout out for that stuff. Because I think that it's important to know too, you know, the reach is so, you just never know where your reach is going to go. You just never know what's going to happen. So maybe you have a YouTube and you're doing a YouTube and you have 100 subscribers. You're like, this is never going anywhere. But what if two of those people are like diehard your fan and like doing what you're doing and you're inspiring them to like be better? You know what I mean? So
yeah. And I would say this too, you know, I think social media sometimes gets a bad reputation because of all like the booty shots and all that stuff. But I mean, honestly, what's really amazing about social media is you can reach people and talk to people you would never have ever come into contact with, like from across the world in South Africa and Russia. Like you can reach these people that you would never have the chance to. That is pretty amazing.
It's cool. Yeah. It's super cool. I mean, we did the class, like the posing class in the UK a couple weeks ago, and we sold out the seats automatically within like 3-4 days, like all 40 seats sold out. And I was like, I didn't even know anyone knew like who I was in the UK, you know, like
you don't give yourself enough credit.
it's crazy. So, you know, it's like before it was like, you're literally in your city and that's it. Because people don't understand like back then, like in back when we were training, you know, I trained in Garden Grove, Orange County, and everyone in my gym knew who I was. You know, I was always like the most popular trainer in my gym, but that was literally it. Uh-huh. You might get someone that would drive like 20 minutes to see you, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go to Northern California and do a posing seminar. Everyone be like, I don't know, who the hell are you? Like, what are you doing posing? So like now it's just so crazy, like the people you can reach and touch. I had a whole gym of people. I have a whole studio of people in the Philippines at one point. It was so cool. Like these guys, all by accident, these guys, like I started prepping these guys in the Philippines. I ended up prepping Mr. Philippines. And they didn't have pro cards in the Philippines. They didn't give them out. So this guy kept winning Mr. Philippines. It was super cool. But they started their own team out there. It was like Team Elite Physique. And then they started using like Team Elite Physique hashtag, right? Mm-hmm. And then like I found them because they're using like my hashtag. And I was like, and then they were like, oh, we're sorry, we didn't realize you had a hashtag. And then they started following me. And then they were like, hey, would you be able to prep maybe one of us? And then it went to one, and it went to like seven of these crazy like Filipino dudes that are like jacked. I was so shocked at how crazy jacked these guys were. I was like, is that how you guys are out there? And he's like, well, we're kind of like, it's like a kind of impoverished area. He's like, we don't have cars. We ride our bikes to work. We just work out. We eat really clean. There's not really, that's all there is really out here is like clean foods. Like it's just regular food, like chicken and rice and things like that. It's like, so everyone's pretty lean. I was like, yeah, you guys are. So it was like, that was like the easiest people to prep ever because they're already eating chicken and rice. It's 365. So yeah, you just never know where your reach is going to go to and inspire someone. And that helps and in turn inspires you to do more and do better. Yes. So. Anything else we got for today?
I just want to thank all the listeners, I think, because honestly, seeing how many people actually listen to this podcast and enjoy the podcast and find it helpful, that is incredible. Like, blows my mind every time, like for real, the messages I'll get, or even if I look at the downloads and stuff, that's amazing.
It's pretty nuts to think about, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, because the way I never lose grasp of being the trainer working behind the table for free, doing free body fat tests and like just begging to get clients. So I never lose that humility. And so now when someone's like taking the time to like listen, taking the time to watch our social media, taking the time to whatever, you know, it's like, man, I really appreciate that. I just want to say, I really appreciate people like giving me that time to like just hear us, you know? And I like about this podcast too, is like me and you get to like talk.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool because we're always moving, and then I'm always at the prep center, and it's like okay, we got an hour, and then I got to get to work, and then that's it. And like,
yeah,
that's
we
how,
usually
like,
just talk
are.
In emojis.
Yeah, we just like don't sit down and talk. So this has been really nice to like talk more on a personal level too, mm-hmm. all the time, which is cool. So one thing that we really want to do, especially as like one, because it's your guys' podcast. You know, we're just, you know, we just kind of the host, but it's your guys' podcast. But we need, we want to make sure to like satisfy what you guys are listening to. So if you do have any ideas, and we get them sent to us once in a while, if you do have any ideas or suggestions, like, let's make this more of a community. And let's, if you have things that are motivating you that maybe we missed on, like, hey, I like this channel, or I like to do this when I'm not motivated, like, leave it in the comments on the pod, on the podcast stuff. And it'll help someone, you know, maybe we can use it for future stuff. Or if you have any ideas for future podcasts, like, let us know. And that's, you know, I guess that's what we got for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of Bikini in the Brain. Until next time, we will have our chat. See you later.
See you later. Bye.